Cambridge Preliminary English Test 7 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test. Test 1. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's hat?
Where's your new hat, Sally? I hope you haven't left it on the school bus.
Don't worry, Mum. I put it in my school bag because I was too hot.
Are you sure? I can't see it there. You probably dropped it in the road somewhere.
Oh, here it is, hanging in the hall. I forgot to take it this morning.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. How will they book their flights?
So what about our flights then? Shall I book on the internet? Or do you want to go to a travel agent's?
Well, actually, I've already been to the travel agent's and got some prices. They can offer us a better price than anything I've seen on the internet.
Great. Well, let's make a decision and then go ahead and book. We could phone them, couldn't we? Or is it better to pop in?
I'd prefer not to phone because I want to pay in cash.
OK.
Now listen again.
So what about our flights then? Shall I book on the internet? Or do you want to go to a travel agent's?
Well, actually, I've already been to the travel agent's and got some prices. They can offer us a better price than anything I've seen on the internet.
Great. Well, let's make a decision and then go ahead and book. We could phone them, couldn't we? Or is it better to pop in?
I'd prefer not to phone because I want to pay in cash.
OK.
Two. What has the daughter forgotten to bring on holiday?
Nice bathroom in this hotel. Oh, can I borrow your shampoo, Mum? I left mine at home.
OK, but put it back in my bag when you've finished.
Oh, and I don't believe it. I must have forgotten to bring my hairbrush too. I can't find it anywhere in my suitcase. I was sure I'd put it in.
You had. I've already put it in the bathroom with your other washing things.
Oh.
I don't know why you brought toothpaste, though. We certainly didn't need 2 tubes. We're only here for 4 days.
Now listen again.
Nice bathroom in this hotel. Oh, can I borrow your shampoo, Mum? I left mine at home.
OK, but put it back in my bag when you've finished.
Oh, and I don't believe it. I must have forgotten to bring my hairbrush too. I can't find it anywhere in my suitcase. I was sure I'd put it in.
You had. I've already put it in the bathroom with your other washing things.
Oh.
I don't know why you brought toothpaste, though. We certainly didn't need two tubes. We're only here for 4 days.
Three. What will the man and woman do on Sunday?
Oh, I'm so tired. Shall we just stay at home this weekend? Maybe watch some DVDs and read the newspapers?
How about going to the beach tomorrow with a picnic as it's so hot? Although we really ought to clean the flat. Oh, I nearly forgot. Isn't your sister coming to see us on Sunday?
Yes, you're right. She is. She'll enjoy a good day at the seaside, won't she? We'll relax at home another time. And then do the housework too.
Sounds great.
Now listen again.
Oh, I'm so tired. Shall we just stay at home this weekend? Maybe watch some DVDs and read the newspapers?
How about going to the beach tomorrow with a picnic as it's so hot? Although we really ought to clean the flat. Oh, I nearly forgot. Isn't your sister coming to see us on Sunday?
Yes, you're right. She is. She'll enjoy a good day at the seaside, won't she? We'll relax at home another time. And then do the housework too.
Sounds great.
Four. Which blouse does the girl decide to buy?
Tom, I need your opinion about this blouse. I like the collar, but the sleeves are rather long.
I'm not sure. Look at some more before you decide. What about this one? Short sleeves, no collar.
It's a bit ordinary. I do agree, though. It's elegant. Ah, here's one with a collar and without sleeves. But it isn't quite so nice as the other one. No, I like the first one I saw. I can always make the sleeves shorter.
OK. I think it's a good choice.
Now listen again.
Tom, I need your opinion about this blouse. I like the collar, but the sleeves are rather long.
I'm not sure. Look at some more before you decide. What about this one? Short sleeves, no collar.
It's a bit ordinary. I do agree, though. It's elegant. Ah, here's one with a collar and without sleeves. But it isn't quite so nice as the other one. No, I like the first one I saw. I can always make the sleeves shorter.
OK. I think it's a good choice.
Five. When is the girl having a party?
Hello, this is Amanda. About my birthday party. I told you it was on the 15th, but I've got to change it to the 13th. That's a Thursday, which I know isn't perfect. But no one can come on Friday the 14th because it's the school disco. Sorry about the change, but Mum and Dad have got something planned for me on the 15th. Anyway, the party's at my house and it's starting about 8 o'clock. Call me back and let me know if you can come.
Now listen again.
Hello, this is Amanda. About my birthday party. I told you it was on the 15th, but I've got to change it to the 13th. That's a Thursday, which I know isn't perfect. But no one can come on Friday the 14th because it's the school disco. Sorry about the change, but Mum and Dad have got something planned for me on the 15th. Anyway, the party's at my house and it's starting about 8 o'clock. Call me back and let me know if you can come.
Six. Where is the motorcycle race going to finish?
This year's motorcycle race will finish in the city centre. Hundreds of people are expected to be in the square in front of the town hall to watch the finish of the race on Saturday afternoon. For those who'd like to see the bikes in action, seating will be provided in the square outside the stadium. Race organisers recommend that from Castle Square, with its position on top of the hill, there'll be a good view of the bikes making their way through the city.
Now listen again.
This year's motorcycle race will finish in the city centre. Hundreds of people are expected to be in the square in front of the town hall to watch the finish of the race on Saturday afternoon. For those who'd like to see the bikes in action, seating will be provided in the square outside the stadium. Race organisers recommend that from Castle Square, with its position on top of the hill, there'll be a good view of the bikes making their way through the city.
Seven. What will the woman repair next?
I really want to go out on my bike, but it's got a flat tyre. Can you fix it?
I'm really busy at the moment. Oh, and we don't have anything to repair it with. Can't you do something else? Why don't you play football instead?
But the football's flat as well.
Oh, but it just needs more air. That shouldn't take too long. I've just finished putting some new glass in the window, so I'll have a coffee and then I'll do it.
Now listen again.
I really want to go out on my bike, but it's got a flat tyre. Can you fix it?
I'm really busy at the moment. Oh, and we don't have anything to repair it with. Can't you do something else? Why don't you play football instead?
But the football's flat as well.
Oh, but it just needs more air. That shouldn't take too long. I've just finished putting some new glass in the window, so I'll have a coffee and then I'll do it.
That is the end of part 1.